India, the back office for so much information technology, is changing. India's IT talent has maintained computer systems and databases for decades, but new technologies are overtaking the old business model. Here's NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Madhuswaran Subramani is the human face of IT disruption. He recalls being summoned recently to the HR office of his employer at 11 in the morning. By noon, the 29-year-old software engineer was out of a job. He worked for Cognizant Technology, a U.S.-based firm with offices in India.
They give only two options.
Leave immediately and take 4 months' pay, or stay for 2 more months and leave with 2 months' salary. Subramani, who's got a mortgage and a child, says he was given 1 hour to choose. He'd been with Cognizant since graduating from college.
Nearly 8 year experience associate. Within 1 hour, everything is over. I choose to immediately give ID card to them and came out from office.
Employment for IT talent once seemed boundless. For 20 years, India's lucrative business model revolved around the idea that you can move work to low-cost locations, such as India. But cheap outsourced labor that performs routine tasks is being eclipsed, says Peter Bender Samuel. The CEO of the Dallas-based research consulting firm Everest says demand now is for disruptive technologies.
Things like artificial intelligence, cloud, big data analytics, RPA, robotic process automation.
Technologies that require highly advanced skills. And to be competitive, India's IT firms will have to either replace or reskill their workers.
But I think a significant proportion, perhaps as much as half, will struggle with that training.
Bender Samuel says that 20,000 employees in India's 4 million strong tech sector already lost their jobs this year, and says that will accelerate to hundreds of thousands of layoffs over the next few years.
And these companies don't only face the issue of retraining people, they face a fundamentally different change in their business model, how they make money. And it's going to cause them a lot of pain.
Phil First, CEO of the research and analysis firm HFS in Cambridge, England, says India's tech industry isn't the only one affected.
This is a global problem where there's less need for routine transactional employees. And unfortunately for India, their IT industry is caught up in this inflection point and this shift.
Indian IT giants, including Infosys, deny layoffs are occurring and say dismissals are nothing more than the result of annual performance reviews. But First says the industry is being disingenuous.
Because there are layoffs happening, we know about that. There is no sugarcoating this. But what's happening is that the leading Indian IT services firms want to maintain their very, very healthy profit margins. And to do this, they want to reduce their reliance on labor.
Labor that has come to symbolize India's rise, says K. Lakshmi Kant, co-founder of Headhunters India.
Without the IT industry, we would not have built such a huge middle class in India.
Peter Bender Samuel says in this new transition, India's IT firms are not likely to replicate the phenomenal success they have had as the world's back office.
They are relentless competitors, but they're moving from a world where they had the wind behind them to where they have their wind against them. And that's a very different world.
In fact, Bender Samuel says, as currently constituted, Indian IT companies are in long-term decline. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.